download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Artie is home. Welcome back, number 25, Kevin Stevens.
Kevin Stevens wins it in overtime for the Penguins.
Then he goes somewhere else. They jam it. Stevens shoots and he scores. That was a gimme.
Stevens certainly was a hot shot on that one. Ripped that one right over the stick side shoulder of Glenn Healy.
He's absolutely at the top of his game.
He's doing everything right.
He shoots and scores. The hat trick for Kevin Stevens. Oh, no. Eddie Spaghetti. Alone in front, Stevens scores.
Yager throwing in front. Here's a loose puck. Scored by the Penguins, Kevin Stevens.
Oh, go ahead. Make my day.
The Penguins prevail, led by Kevin Stevens, who had a touchdown all by himself.
All right. If that isn't enough pomp circumstance, we'll roll out some more sound cuts. So, of course, we have Kevin Stevens, who is here. Kevin, welcome to Monday Night Talk.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. A two-time Stanley Cup winner.
Mm-hmm.
Also wore the spoke to be for a season.
Yeah, a little bit.
And host or co-host of Cross Check Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, that's our radio thing. So it's we'll see how it goes. We got a big debut tomorrow, so we'll see how this goes.
Right, yeah.
Alex has been great. You know, and Lisa have been awesome. So we'll see what... I just show up. All these guys do most of the work, which is the best thing about it, you know. But
of course, he just teased. Alex Bezanson, Hug Foundation. We're going to talk a little bit about the Hug Foundation, the big softball tournament coming up. But first, I want to talk about what is Crosscheck Radio, Alex?
Crosscheck Radio is Kevin's radio show that we do this in order to help fight addiction. Obviously, Kevin has had his issues, and he's been doing very well for several years, and him and his sister and some other people started Power Forward 25, which is their nonprofit, and from that started Crosscheck Radio, which is a weekly radio show, and he's had on several people that have something to do with addiction for treatment centers and other people that are in recovery, and I've been on the show a couple of times with them, and starting tomorrow, we'll be filming it.
You'll add a visual element to
yeah.
it.
So we can do a podcast right in Abington, Massachusetts.
What was it like to first get acclimated and be doing a regular show, Kevin?
Yeah, you know, it was a little different at first. I wasn't really sure, you know, where it was going to go. But I think with addiction, I think the best thing about, you know, addiction is that, you know, you just tell the truth, you know, where I came from, kind of, you know, I was pretty much way up here when I hit addiction. So it covers a lot of different people. So basically what I do is just tell my story, and we have people come on and tell their stories, and it's just really about bringing some hope into this thing. You know, it's crazy out there. We all know we're all affected by this disease some way, family members, friends, whatever it is. So what we're doing is just trying to make a difference. You know, we're not going to help everybody who can't, you know, but just maybe an hour a week to talk about it and bring awareness and bring some prevention and what we can do to help. And you know, it's been pretty good. It's been good. It's a learning experience for me. You know, we have great guests, and I learn a lot from the show myself.
And you've done about 85 shows, I think,
yeah.
so far.
Yeah, we've done a lot of shows. It's we tape every Wednesday, and like I said, it comes on Saturday. So yeah, it's been great. You know, it's been like I said, it's a lot of ups and downs in this world of addiction, and you know, you hear a lot of stories that are heartbreaking, but you know, hopefully they can help other people, you know, so I have to go through that.
And it isn't just on here in the Boston area. You also yeah. have it down, and it's broadcasting in Pittsburgh,
too? It's in Pittsburgh, too, on Saturday afternoons. The new show will be broadcast on Pittsburgh Community Access.
Oh.
And it will also be available for any other community access that wants to pick it up, as well as YouTube. You're very familiar with
I am.
Picking
I know,
it up.
I know
sure
it quite well.
Whitman might pick it up, right?
You might know the guy who probably downloads a lot of this stuff, yeah. You might know that guy. What's it like, though, in talking about this? And maybe folks who don't know and who yeah. are just listening for the first time, what being an athlete, was it an yeah. injury that caused, that you triggered your addiction?
You know what kind of, you know what happened is that, you know, I was 28 years old. Two Stanley Cups in a row, first team All-Star, going for our third cup, and I was in New York City. It was like just like any night with the guys, and someone handed me this thing, which I know it was cocaine now, but I had no idea what it was. So I made kind of like I made like a 10 or 15 second decision. Should I do this or shouldn't I do it, right? And I went in the bathroom and did it. And from that point, things changed. You know, I'm not saying it changed overnight, but I had something, I had that gene, which I never activated because I never did drugs in my life until I tried it at 28. So that happened. Then about 3 months later, I had this head injury where I hit the ice, and that's, but already had activated my disease a little bit. You know, I got the pain medication, that the opiates or whatever you guys want, whatever we want to call it. You know, I get introduced to that. And then gradually and painfully, I went down that road of addiction. And it's hard, you know, like when I talk to schools, I talk to kids, I talk about, you know, not getting started. Because once you get started and get stuck on this stuff, you know, it's, and there's so many stories from dentists to people hurting their knees to any kind of surgeries, people getting hooked on this stuff and then eventually turning out terrible, you know? So it's, I think it's very important that we get out there and let people know that they don't have to do this stuff, you know?
Yeah, we're talking with Kevin Stevens, NHL great, played for Pittsburgh, won a couple of cups, mm-hmm. played for the Bruins, the Rangers.
Yeah.
And of course, we got Alex Bezanson. Alex, who led the charge in regards to talking about addiction in the town of Abington, and has been led the charge on so many other fronts, especially talking about the Hug Foundation, something that gives back to communities. And this was all something in regards, you know, it started with your sister and somebody who had cancer and loved the Bruins, and you saw it as a means to help others.
Correct. Yeah, my sister was a huge Bruins fan. I've told the story several times here at WATD. Mm-hmm. I'll give the short version. She was diagnosed with cancer, and I reached out to the Bruins Foundation and Bruins alumni to see if they could cheer her up a little bit, and we just all became friends, and it's been like 13, 14 years now, and they're some of my best friends now. They're very active in a Hug Foundation that we started in honor of my sister. So it's been a great ride, and she'd be very proud of us.
Indeed. Now you're helping to put the video part to this. This is going to be at Abington Cam. Going to be taking place tomorrow.
We're doing our first show tomorrow. So is this, it'll be on Wednesdays.
It'll be on Wednesdays. Are you looking for studio audience members or just folks to download the podcast?
Well, a little bit of both. We have very limited studio audience seats, 10 to 12 at each taping. Tomorrow is booked, but if anyone wants to reach out to me to get in on another one, we'll be doing it at 11:30 on Wednesday mornings. Okay. At the Abington Studio, which is located in the school, in the new high school. Our first guest for this podcast version of it will be Derek Sanderson tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a perfect guest for us. It's, Alex was able to get him in. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. Derek's a great guy, and he's got a great story and a great message, you know.
And knowing that we had Casey Sherman in here, I know that they're actually putting together a screenplay and a movie.
Yep, right.
About about Derek's life, mm-hmm. and how Derek, he was right up there, and then he too fell victim to.
Yeah, it doesn't take much, really. You know,
he was on the ice for probably the most famous goal.
Yeah, he was the one. He fed that cut. He fed that
assist.
Yeah, in overtime. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. We all remember that. You know, that's all we've been hearing about the last week anyways, right? So it's, we got to look at it 100 times. So we got to, it's all good, though. You know, this should be great. You know, it's good to see the Bruins back in it again, you know.
How important is it as to the types of guests that you have on? And how are you guys going to go about mixing it up and having an assortment of folks in?
Yeah, I think the most important, the way we've been doing it, is that, you know, we have some people that, you know, hockey with Derek and some other players, comedians, some guys, but we also have the people that, a normal person that's recovered, you know. I think it's important that, you know, we have all different people in there, all different walks of people, because anybody can get sober if you give it a chance. That's the hardest thing, is kind of surrendering to this disease and give it enough time so you can get better. I think a lot of us, you know, very impulsive. You know, you get clean for a little bit. You don't feel good. You want to take something. You know, used to the same old thing. But I think it's important that we get all different types of people, and we do, and people that recovered, and there's hope. You know, the hope that everybody can recover, and you can, if you know, don't matter where you're at in your life, you know, what you're doing in your life, you know, it can happen, and that's what we got to make people believe, that it can happen.
I like the element that not only there's an extended, I know that you go and you do a lot of talks to schools and to groups, and now that you're expanding to doing this element here. Do you like the large? Do you like an audience to be able to kind of talk to people?
Yeah, you know, we really haven't had this. Will be our first time doing it. I think it'll be great. I think it'll be different. You know, bring a different aspect to what we do. And, you know, kind of what we've done in Quincy where we did it was kind of a little hidden shell in there, you know. So I think getting out there and getting in the public and letting people, maybe if they have some questions or anything they want to ask, you know, we're there to answer, because we're there to help. That's the only reason we really do this show. You know, it's not about us. It's not about what we're doing. It's about trying to help, you know.
Yeah, what is Power Forward 25? And I know it's powerforward25.com, right? That's the website.
Yeah, that's the website. So that's kind of what we're all about. And, you know, we kind of like power forward. It's kind of like I was a power forward playing hockey. So we kind of rolled with this thing, power forward. So it's kind of... It's kind of has everything we do and what we do out there and what's going on.
It's nonprofit.
It's nonprofit, yeah. So it's good. You know, like I said, it's just, we're just out there trying to be make a difference, you know. And it's not, like I said, we're not going to cure everybody. You know, but if we can bring a little bit of hope to someone's life and make it a little better someday, then, you know, that's what we're here for.
Were you going to chime in?
Yeah, like Kevin said, it's not all about having famous people on the show.
No, but it's...
That helps, obviously.
Sure, but...
The audience, but we've had people that have graduated from Teen Challenge, and anyone, you know, anyone that's in recovery, or most people that are in recovery want to help other people. So you don't have to be famous, you know. You know, the web grows and grows, you know, the more people you talk to and the more people you can help. Myself, I'm not in recovery, but we started the Abington Substance Awareness Coalition.
Correct.
And we met Kevin at Teen Challenge. And I was talking to him and his sister about our organization and theirs, and that's how we got to be where we are today.
What impressed you about Kevin and his road to success in when it comes to recovery?
Well, you know, I'm a hockey guy, and, you know, Kevin was a local
Kevin's
guy.
Kind of a hockey guy, too, yeah.
Well, that's my point. You know, I had never met him before, but I knew about him. I knew his history and everything, and going to school here in Boston College, and then on to Pittsburgh, you know. So I kind of followed his career, you know, just like I would anyone in locally. And, you know, I obviously read stories in the paper when they weren't good stories, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a great mutual friend, Chris Nyland.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I travel with Chris quite a bit. And almost every trip I was on, Chris said to me, where's Kevin? How's he doing? And I didn't know him, you know. And I remember one time Chris said to me, I heard he's living in Abington. See what you can find out. See if he's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and I did... search around. I didn't find him, but
tough to find when you don't want to be found.
Yeah,
no one can find it. Yeah,
but he's got a lot of people that care about him, and Chris Nyland was one of them. And you know, so now we're here trying to help other people.
All right, and now if folks want to find out more about the podcast, can they can find out power25.com. They can
yes,
because I know I went on there. That's how I knew that you had you had not only Boston. That the folks, there's a number of radio stations, but also in Pittsburgh, there's a number of radio stations as well, which is fantastic.
Right. And we'll be posting on YouTube and podcasts. I don't know how all that stuff works, but it'll be up this week.
We have a lot of friends in the radio business.
We do.
And take care of you.
It will air in Abington on Abington Community Access Saturday nights at 8 o'clock. So tomorrow's show will air Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
And if I get it, and if Whitman gets it in a timely manner, it'll probably air on Sunday nights. FYI. Keep that in mind. And we serve two communities, Whitman and Hanson.
Yeah.
Right. I'm talking about
and that's what
show.
We're looking. We're looking to looking for. We're looking to grow this so we can reach as many people as possible.
And this, I think it's a fantastic, again, it's great that we have gotten to a point. I can remember back 10 years ago when folks were starting to realize that there was an epidemic, that there was a problem, mm-hmm. and that something needed to be done, but they didn't know how to go about it. And slowly there has been a plan put in place to help people and find whether it's beds, whether it's counselors, or even just people to speak with who have gone through the same situation. And again, I think that's if you're with people who are like-minded and who want to have the same success and stay addiction-free.
Yeah.
I think that's what's the
key. Yeah. That's the biggest thing. Like, anybody that's in recovery is willing to help. You know, that's what we're here for. We're willing to help each other because we all know it's a very tough disease. And the biggest thing, the person that's struggling, you got to reach out and ask for help. And if you ask for it, there'll be a lot of people there to help you.
No, I know we're going to, we sit around, 7:40? We want to try to see if we can reach out to Don Arbery. Do we want to try to do that?
Sure.
So we'll do that in a couple of minutes. We'll reach out to them.
Hopefully he can hear us. He's at the Garden. He's going to be our reporter.
He's going to be our reporter.
At the Garden, nice.
Right there at the Garden to kind of give us an idea what the atmosphere is like. And we can only...
Hopefully we can hear him. Hopefully. I was just talking with somebody at the Garden. I said it's pretty loud there. Yeah.
Good. Well, you got to scare the bejesus out of the Blues. So... Yeah. You know, I want to make sure we touch upon the Hug Foundation. And when is the softball tournament coming up?
Softball is June 22nd this year. Hopefully Kevin's around to at least coach.
He'd make a heck of a first baseman.
Yeah, first baseman.
Has anybody claimed him yet?
Oh, catcher.
Catcher, really?
Kevin, I don't Kevin like him bend down anymore. Catcher.
Kevin Tocci has played, and every year we've
been. Every year. Awesome.
Never won the damn cup, but everybody else has won it. You had a new team win it last year, right?
Chuck Stryler's team.
Chuck used to be on our team.
Yeah.
And then he branched off.
They branched off, and they had a hell of a
team. So we have 12 teams that play, and each team raises $800 for the Hug Foundation. And we have four games.
Yeah, there's four games. However you do, you know, if you won four games, and then it's like a round robin kind of a thing.
We have two divisions, 6 and 6, and then there's a championship game at 2:00. This year, the after party is at the Polish Club, out's back, cookout style. So it should be a great time. Yeah. We have some great players. Jamie Parker from Nesson's going to play this year.
Really?
Well, she's coming. I don't know if she's going to play. Jamie, if you're listening, she's going to bring her kids, who she says are better softball players. who else we have? Dr. Hook.
Oh, yeah, I love him.
Slapshot.
Yeah.
And the Deer Hunter. A lot of people don't know he was in the Deer Hunter.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and then Big Al going to be playing?
Big Al will not be playing.
Oh, no, that's a hell of a first baseman.
Yeah.
He had hit too.
Who else we got? A lot of the Bruins alumni.
How about Bobby? How about Bruce Shoebottom?
Shoebottom will be.
Shoe gonna be there?
Yes, the best, he is.
Huh? Oh my God!
Shoe will be there. John Carter will be there.
Good.
Joey Voices this year. Dave Russo plays every year.
Yeah, Dave's played on our team.
Yeah,
he's competitive. Yeah.
Bobby Allen playing this year for his first time. Andy Lacatura.
Yeah.
It goes on and on.
And again, so this is for the Hug Foundation. HUG is an acronym for Help Us Give. And it's important. And since you started this initiative, how well have you done in regards to raising money? And where does the money go? Just to remind folks.
We raise anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000 a year, and we give it back to the community. Originally, it started out just to give money to people that are going through cancer treatment or accidents or something traveling back and forth to the hospital, but we've expanded on that over the last few years. Unfortunately, one big thing that we've been doing lately is helping a lot of people with funeral expenses and receptions after the funeral. We've supplied the food for several of those in the past year. People who have
fallen on tough times,
house fire, it's just all sorts of things now.
It's kind of blossomed since you originally
it really
started
has,
it. Since you did like an ice and dice type of a thing, didn't you?
We did.
Yeah.
We started the
I remember promoting. It was the first one I promoted it. Mm, you had Lyndon Byers there, too, didn't you?
Yes, we
did. A bunch,
yeah, that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
2007, I think, was the first one.
So
we did the Ice and Dice Casino Nights for 3 years to raise money for the Pan Mass Challenge for the Bruins Foundation.
As they ride the 200 miles, or nearly 200 miles. Okay. Good to know. He is dialing. Ben is dialing to see if he can get Don Ari on the line. We are expecting Ricky Smith.
He's calling in a few minutes, yes.
Is he going to be calling in? All right, so.
What do you all think?
I don't know.
Bruins in six and overtime.
Overtime game six, huh?
You're a guy who, you know, put the skates on. If you had any length of time off, my big fear would be is they had 11 days off.
Yeah, this is no really way to. What you do you do, right? There's no way you can do anything. All you got to do is get ready and do the best. The crowd will give them a lift. You know, I think, are they going to be a little off? Well, yeah, probably. But St. Louis had, 6 days off? Anytime, like for me, one day was fine. The second day got a little difficult. I didn't want to take it 2 days out. I think both teams are going to be a little rusty, but you know they're going to be anxious to get out there. I'll tell you that much. My God, it's going to be just with the crowd and the atmosphere and all the buildup nowadays. You know, it's crazy.
See, and I got to ask you this: is knowing that there are you got a couple players on that team that they still get that taste for 2011. You know, they hoist that one cup. You won two cups.
Yeah.
How much sweeter was it to hoist the second one?
The second one was good, but it's so hard to win. Like, even to get where they are right now, it's just, you need every break. You need everything to go right. You need, you got to get bouncers. You got to get, Rask has been unbelievable. I think that's the biggest thing. Both the goal, Binnington and Rask, were playing great. You know, you have the goalies 11 days off. Like, start from scratch with them, I think.
I heard the other players weren't even talking to Tuca.
So it's like he was throwing a no-hit. Don't talk to him. Don't even look at him.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, so we have on the line. Would you like to introduce Don?
Don, are you there?
I am here. It's going to be hard hearing you because I'm on the ninth level of the garden, and that's the issue.
Well, thanks for calling in. We'll just keep you for a minute. We appreciate you being our reporter at the garden tonight.
Okay, all right, thank you.
So, are you still there, Don?
Yeah, the problem is I'm not going to be able to hear you.
All right, so we'll ask one more question. Kevin, do you want to ask a question?
What's it like in there, Don? What's the crowd like? How's the build-up? Pretty good?
Well, as you know, the Bruins are out. The Bruins are out warming up.
Yeah.
So the fans certainly are expecting a great game, and I wouldn't expect anything different.
Awesome.
All right, last thing I'll ask you is, who's going to win? Who's going to win, and how many games?
The Bruins should win. They got 7 days to win it. Now, what are they doing? 4, 5, 6, or 7. It doesn't make any difference as long as they win.
Excellent. Don, we'll let you go. We thank you very much for calling us.
You're welcome.
You got it. And if we could, Ben, if you want to bring him down, we're good with him. Could you play me? Let me see. Let me tell you what cut to play real quick, just to remind folks, because I did want to ask Don about this as to the moment, but we'll have to wait until Rick. And that is, play us cut two, will you?
Or fights to keep it in. Does has it in the corner to Sanderson. Back in front. Door shot. Scores.
Yeah, that was in overtime, and I actually have a clip. We won't play it now, though. Where actually Harry Sinden is telling the team that supposedly you don't want this to go too long.
Yeah,
you don't. You got to score immediately because there was statistics supposedly that if it went too long, that usually the other team was going to win, and so that's why. And it was a classic pass. And
do you remember watching it?
I remember watching 72.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little scrub.
Yeah.
Back
then. I remember watching it sitting on the living room.
You got a few more ticks on the clock.
A couple more. And Mother's Day, Sunday afternoon, We were sitting there in the living
room. May 10th, right?
Yeah, May 10th, yeah.
And went nuts. My sister and I just was the greatest thing.
I have to say, though, is that they've been, you know, there's a particular sports station that's actually been downplaying, saying that, in fact, that St. Louis was an expansion team and that, you know, it was a, you know, the whole ore flying through the air, that they had beaten them four games in a row, and it's, you know.
Yeah, it's, I don't think it really, yeah. I don't care who you beat, right?
It doesn't matter.
When you can hoist that cup, you can hoist it,
that cup. Ben, were you going to chime in real quick?
I did. You know, looking it up, you're getting the facts straight for the game and doing all the pregame stuff. But, you know, the St. Louis Blues had actually seen a Stanley Cup final twice prior, and they were swept out of those ones by the Montreal Canadiens, of all people.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
So the Bruins got the third whack at it, and now we get the fourth.
And St. Louis has never won, is that correct?
No, they haven't won since...
It's been a long time.
I think ever, right?
I don't know if they've...
They've never won a Stanley Cup in franchise history.
They want to get their first taste, and...
Well, and for them, it would be a great story, because they were in last place January 1st.
That is correct.
And then to come back and win the
Cup... They fired the coach, right?
...would be unbelievable for them. I hope they don't do it, but it would be a great story.
Yeah. Their new coach is... I play with Berube. He's a good guy. You know, a guy you root for, you know. He's a tough guy, one of those guys that came through the league and paid his dues, you know. And but he's done a great job. He's a guy you want to play for. I know those guys will play hard for him, you know.
You know what's funny is just knowing that a lot of these guys who are coaches now, you probably skated with them.
Oh, yeah. Most of those, like Tockett, Mike Sullivan, they're all like, all these guys, Scott Gordon, Phil, like all the guys that are around, you know, I pretty much played with. And all good guys, all, you know, guys, you know, it's... The game has changed so much just because of, you know, the X's and the O's and all the video. Like, you know, grabbing that video thing and watching that during, like, on the bench. When we played, that thing would have been smashed seven times over. They stuffed that in our face. We're like, what is this thing? You know, they can see exactly what happened the play before, like, right there. You know, they got TVs, the coaches in the bench on the floor, you know, so they see it right away. So things have changed, but it's still... It's awesome to watch. You know, this series is going to be great. It's great to watch.
See, I was watching this from the first round. I mean, first thing I was worried about, making sure that we that the Bruins didn't get eliminated by the Leafs, because the Leafs were a tough team.
Tough team.
But then you saw Washington fall, and the Bruins have, at the past couple of years, haven't been able to get past, beat them.
Yeah, they haven't been able to beat. You know, hope he's got the number forever. You know, so Washington goes out, then Tampa goes out.
Yes. The Lightning.
When Pittsburgh goes out, then everybody goes out. It's kind of like, you know, so it kind of fell in place. But you know what? Columbus was a great team. They made a lot of great trades at the end. So, you know, all these teams were tough outs. You know, they were playing well when they beat them, you know.
But it's of the three teams that the Bruins played, are any of them similar in style to the Blues?
I don't know. Like, I think Toronto was more, you know, had great forwards, and like their D wasn't like... The thing with St. Louis, they got, you know, they got six defensemen that are big.
Yeah, they're
big. They're really big back there. 6'4", 6'5", 6'6". You know, we're smaller, a little quicker, but they're big and they can play. And, you know, they have a good team. Like, their fourth line is big. Like, we use our fourth line. You know, they use their fourth line a lot. You know, they're similar to what they have. You know, their first line is good. Our first line is good. So, just a matter of, you know, goaltending. You know, who shows up here.
Stop that puck.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. If a goalie shows up, and both these guys have been showing up, so we'll see what happens. But I think it's going to be a great series. I do.
Would you like to introduce our guest who's on the phone?
Ricky.
You here? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We have...
good, thank you.
Do you like Rick or Ricky? What do you prefer, Mr. Smith?
Typically Rick.
Okay, so we got Rick Smith from the 1970s, a Boston Bruins championship Boston Bruins team. This is watching this happen. Is it like seeing history happen all over again with the Bruins and the Blues? Give me your thoughts, knowing that you played in that series, what, 39 years ago?
49.
50
years ago.
Yeah. No, it's what a feeling to you know, we've watched the playoffs closely and enjoying the Bruins playing, but seeing them matched up with the Blues, it's pretty, that's really exceptional for us. You know, the 70 Bruin team. All the memories are flashing back, and oddly enough, the first one I had is Coming in, we stayed at the Sheraton or the Hilton Colonial as a team, even playing at home. We stayed in a hotel, and we came in by bus. And I've got the first flashback I have is coming over the Mystic River Bridge, you know, coming into Boston. What a beautiful sight! And it was an afternoon game. It was Mother's Day. I think it was a Sunday. My mom and dad were there, so had a chance to kind of look from the top and look where you're going, and just full of excitement and. Could hardly wait to get on the ice.
Where were you when that goal, when Bobby Orr scored that final goal that gave you the cup in 1970?
I was on the bench. I played the same position as Bob. So, I was next on that sort of thing. So, yeah.
So another minute, it would have been you scoring that.
Close, yeah. Yeah.
So watching these two teams, what's your thoughts in regards to this Bruins team? And you know what? Looking at how hockey has changed in 50 years, I mean, how this style of hockey compared to when you played, I mean, how has it changed so much?
Well, there's so much speed. But when we played, we thought it was fast then, and of course it's only gotten so much faster. But there is a different game. There's the skill level being so high, and but it still comes down to simple things like forechecking, being responsible, coming back for the wings, that sort of thing. And our guys like to, you know, play in the other end. We had some real great crashers, Wayne Cashman, Donnie Marcotte, guys like that. So it's bigger, stronger, faster, et cetera, but still the same game, and I have to admit that it's gotten pretty exciting, especially this year.
Hi, Rick. It's Kevin Stevens. How are you? I'm just here with the boys kind of talking about this thing. It's funny that you talk about you won the cups in the early 70s. I won cups in Pittsburgh in the early 90s, and I thought we're real fast. You know, now it's kind of, it's amazing how it just changes. You know, when you're playing, when I'm playing, we think the game is so fast. But basically, like you said, it comes down to hard work, not turning the pucks over and being, you know, being on the right side and doing the little things to win this thing. Because both these teams are pretty good. They've worked hard to get where they get, and they're not going to give anything away, right?
Oh, very much so, and as you say, very similar.
Yeah.
I think that at each level, the Bruins are a little bit better.
Yeah.
From goaltending on up to the forwards and defense, but it's still going to be a great contest. And I guess the big thing is the momentum. Yeah. I know they've talked about the layoff probably for 11 days in Boston, but it's a real factor. Yeah. And St. Louis, they've almost cut the, you know, having like, I think 6 days ahead off or something like that. So they've got a slight advantage there. So it's probably going to take a couple of periods for that to shake out. But I can see Boston wanting to play defensive. You know, they can get real tight defensively. So they might just want to go in slowly, whereas I think St. Louis is just going to go for them, right, and give it everything they got from the start. But it is exciting to see, and where it goes, nobody knows.
So I'll ask you guys this, and I'll start with Kevin. And what are you going to be watching in the first period? How are you going to know how the layoff has affected this team? Is it going to be the first period, the second period? What are you going to be watching for?
Well, I think, you know, like Rick said, I think it's, you know, the pace obviously is going to be fast. They're going to be scared. It's about how they're moving the puck, how they're handling the puck. I like to see how the goaltenders are actually, you know, I don't think we'll see it right off the bat, but, you know, I think it's a long time for a goalie to be, you know, player, defenseman, forwards, that's a long time to be off. But for a goalie who was playing so well like Rask and Binnington, who's playing so well, to see how they kind of establish themselves in the series, you know, that's, because I think the goaltender is obviously, in any series, the biggest key.
Rick, your thoughts?
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. The goaltending is very, very important. I think they're both going to be pretty comfortable, though. As I say, yeah. I think the Bruins will be protective of them. I don't see St. Louis getting much of too many shots early. But I think if the Bruins, if they take a nice slow pace, and I think they'll gradually move it up as they feel better. And late second period, I think they could just, I assume the game's going to be very close, and then I think they'll put a charge on there.
Alex?
Well, I don't think the Bruins are going to be as rusty as some people think.
You think that scrimmage last week helped them?
Well, I do. I think that. I think they've been talking to the Patriots on what they do on a two-week layoff. I think they're doing all the right things. I think they're going to come out. I think they're ready for it. I really do. I think practicing at night was a great idea. I think Cassidy's doing all the right things.
I can say one thing. I remember when we were playing in the Cups, I'd like to be St. Louis right now, opening up on the road. I like to open up on the road because if you can steal a game,
oh, yeah,
one of these games, you know, the series is back in your hands again. So I like the Bruins to win this series, but St. Louis can never steal one of these games here. Puts a lot of pressure back on the Bruins.
I'm going to put the pressure on you, Kevin. Who's going to win? Who's going to win? How many games? And who's Conn Smythe?
Well, I think I'm going to say the Bruins are going to win.
Yep.
In six games, and it's going to be Rask, because I just think, you know, anytime, you know, I don't care what Bobby Orr or Mario Lemieux, they're all the greatest players in the world, but if you don't have goaltending, we're not going anywhere.
Rick, your thoughts? Who's going to win?
I agree with the Bruins winning. I think it's going to take seven games, though. And Tuk, I think he's done it to this point, so it's his trophy to if he'll get it unless he has a rough series, and for whatever reason, I'm sure the Bruins are going to win, whether or not Tuk is the man, because they, you know, Bergeron and these other guys have played very, very well too. So anyway, we'll see. I think Tuk will have to play very well to win the Conn Smythe.
Well, if not, you got Halak also. Don't forget, he backed them up. So if there's any issues, you pop Halak. I thought Halak had some great games this year, and it gave Tuukka a lot of rest. Mm-hmm. And I think it's paid dividends. Alex, who's going to win, and who wins Conn Smythe?
I think it's Tuukka for sure, and I think it's going to be the Bruins in six.
Bruins in six. Excellent. Now, Rick, are you going to try to get to a game, or are you going to be here for the parade?
Well, I can't get down for a game, unfortunately, but the parade is still... I'd love to be there for it, so hopefully the parade.
Ricky, it's been an honor and a privilege to be able to speak with you and Don and Kevin, the three guys who have hoisted, who've won the Cup. And, you know, it's a terrific feat, and to be able to speak with you and talk hockey with you, one of my favorite sports. It's been an honor.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure to be part of it.
Excellent. Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate
Rick
you calling
Smith,
in. And Rick was just down last week for the bowl with the Bruins.
And he missed it. I would have aimed at a couple of pins with him.
Yeah.
I want to tell you right now, I think it's going to be six games. I think the Bruins will win it. And I think, indeed, Rask will. I think he'll be shaky. I think that the Blues will steal one.
If St. Louis wins tonight, I'm changing my prediction. Can I come in again?
He certainly can. Ben, you want to give a quick prediction?
You know, I was actually saying it to somebody earlier. I'm going to say Bruins in five.
Wow.
With Tuukka Rask. Wow, you know why I say five?
Why?
Got to lose one so we can win it at home.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Got to bring it home.
Okay, got to bring it home.
That's the problem in six. They won't be home.
I never won one at home. Both mine were on the road.
Really?
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Kevin, I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Love to have you back.
No, thanks. Awesome. It's great.
Power25.com.
Power Forward 25.
I want to see if you're paying attention. Be sure to check out the website, Hug Foundation. And what's the website for the Hug Foundation?
HugFoundationMA.org.
Okay. And folks, if they want to be able to access the cross-check radio, how can they do that?
Go to PowerForward25.com, and it'll be up on there with links to YouTube. And like I said, anyone out there listening, ask your local cable company, your local cable access to
they
show
should be
it.
Able to do it. If they have Mass Media Exchange, they should be able to do it, or Telview Connect. If not, contact me. I'll tell you how to do it.
Or Lisa.
Lisa, do you want to say something? No, I guess not. The silent partner in the room.
Yeah, and thank you, Lisa, for the banana bread.
President of the Hug Foundation.
Banana bread's down the hatch. So
down the hatch.
Kevin hasn't done a trip with us yet, so he doesn't know the whole banana.
I like the banana bread. We're
going to have to recruit him to be our catcher for our team.
Yeah. All right.
That's all the time that we have here, but for Kevin Stevens and Alex Bezanson and Lisa Bezanson, Don Ari and Rick Smith. That is all the Money They Talk. Till next week at 6:15 p.m. Go Bruins. Have a safe night.
South Shore's first choice for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, and severe weather. 95.9 WATD FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com.